Good morning. We are going to turn to the words of Psalm 32 for our time of confession of sin. Psalm 32, and we're reading verses 1 through 5 once again. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Amen. This is God's word. Well, as we go through Psalm 32 together, as we have opportunity, we have seen this is one of these psalms that teaches us about confession of sin, about repentance, about the grace of God and his cleansing mercy through Christ for us. And these psalms are really a goldmine of truth and understanding about our own hearts, as well as understanding our gracious Heavenly Father as well. And Psalm 32 is a lot like Psalm 51, but we don't know if it's written against the same background as Psalm 51 is. Psalm 51, we know, according to the title, was written after David had sinned with Bathsheba, and also in the orchestration of Uriah's murder. So we don't know if Psalm 32 is against that backdrop, but let's imagine for a moment that it is against that backdrop as we think about these words. It would certainly be fitting for that occasion. For a number of months after having committed these sins, David, we recall, did not confess these things to God. He was living in some kind of pattern of self-justification for his sins. And eventually Nathan shows up and says, "You are the man." And it's at that point that David says, "I have sinned against the Lord." But during those period of months, it may have been quite a number of months where David did not confess his sins, he was probably experiencing something of what he describes in verses 3 and 4. And that is my focus this morning, is verses 3 through 4. He tells us in those verses what it was like not to confess his sins. His unwillingness to go to the Lord, to acknowledge what he had done, to call it for what it is, and to ask God to forgive him. He says, I didn't do that. Now, what did that feel like? Verse 3 and 4. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Wow, that's an intense description of what he was experiencing and what any of us may experience as well when we are unwilling to confess our sins to God. As long as he kept silent, he said, this is how I felt. His bones grew old. He was groaning all day long. We don't know whether this is describing an actual physical ailment. It might be. At the very least, it describes the spiritual convulsions that were happening in his soul as he was not willing to confess this sin. And sometimes there are occasions, I think, where our unconfessed sin can actually produce physical illness in our lives and drive that, and these things play off of each other. But he says, this was so intense, I groaned all day long because I would not confess my sin. And he also says, it gives us another description, he says, my vitality or my life was turned into the drought of summer. Imagine being in the Phoenix, Arizona desert in July. It's 112 degrees, and you have to walk 50 miles in that weather. And the first mile, your 10-ounce water bottle is now empty. You have 49 miles to go in the 112-degree weather. Do you want to do that? Do you want to walk the 49 miles in 112-degree weather? That sounds miserable. But that's what he says it was like. He says, I would not confess my sin. I was silent. And I was suffering. But beyond the descriptions of the physical and this illustration of the desert and the summer, What is it that's producing that? He says, your hand was heavy upon me. This heavy hand of God, this heavy hand of conviction upon David, saying, pressing on David, saying, confess, forsake your sin, come to me. Sometimes with certain unconfessed sins, we think, if I just wait it out, perhaps this heavy hand of God will just lift off of me and it'll just go away. I'll just wait it out. I'll just walk the 50 miles in the 112 degrees. Maybe it'll just work out that way. And we might, during that long journey of 50 miles in the sun, be thinking, there's all different kinds of justifications for what I did. We could think of 1,000 reasons why it was perhaps appropriate what we did. And that's a very dangerous place to be, because there is a time at which we can so harden our hearts against the conviction of God that our consciences become seared. They don't have feeling anymore. The nerves are gone, seemingly, and that's what a dangerous place that is to be. But we should be thankful for the heavy hand of God when we feel it, because it drives us to go to Him. And we go to Him, as verse 5 says, we acknowledge our sin, and what does He do? He forgives the iniquity of our sin. William Plumer is a commentator on the Psalms, and he says this about this verse. He says, 1,000 courses of false reasoning were doubtless suggested to David, as they often are to us. Yet this concealment did not bring relief. It wasn't getting better, was it? Sin never grows out of date. There is no statute of limitation for crimes, either at God's bar or at the bar of conscience. We want to think there's a statute of limitations that 3 months and it's up. There's no pangs of conscience anymore. God's not going to hold me to account after that. But the reality is different, brothers and sisters. And when the heavy hand of God rests upon us for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 2 years, 5 years, oh, may we not go walking through the Phoenix desert continually. We don't have to do that. We have a merciful Heavenly Father that we can go to and we can confess our sins, and He promises to forgive us of all of our sins. We have an advocate with the Father, brothers and sisters. His name is Jesus Christ, the righteous. And so I encourage you now, as we go to this time of confession, to go to God, to run to Him, and to confess your sins right here, right now, and He will forgive you of your sin. Let's pray. Our merciful Heavenly Father, we thank You for this promise that if we confess our sins and we forsake them, that You will have mercy upon us, as Proverbs 28 says. We praise You for being a God who does not deal with us according to our sins. You are merciful to forgive us and to cleanse through the blood of Your only Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, teach us not to justify ourselves, to live in the scorching desert of unconfessed sin, but instead that we would experience the freedom, the joy, the blessing, the peace that comes when we just come to Your throne of grace and ask that You would forgive us. And now we take a moment to each confess our own sins before the Lord.